Good choice. Pacifico. Yeah. That's like that. I think that might be the most underrated beer in the land.
It's a great beer.
I lived off of that stuff.
But first.
Oh.
When
that was awesome.
People that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships, and tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
So I'm just gonna go low, you go high.
I like it. Hey, when I go low, you go high.
That was like a soothing, just beginning, you know, kind of, what do you call it? Like a monotone.
Mantra, yeah, mantra there? Exactly. Hey, this is for you, Josh. Spray the, it's going to spray a little bit, so make sure you're pointing it over that direction.
With a lime?
Yeah, and it's a homemade lime.
You made it from scratch?
I made it my shed. No. it's from our lime tree. It's a sweet lime.
Like key lime things? Like the...
Hear that? Pacifico with
smells
a...
Smells delicious. That's good beer.
Isn't that nice?
Yep.
That's what you need on a summer day.
That goes good with podcasts.
Ah, I love it. Yeah, we have a sweet lime tree, and they're tremendous. They're so mild and...
Does you should? What else can you make with? Well, you can make like a key lime pie or something.
Well, you can make a wonderful mojito or
mojito.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I had one of those. Do you like what are those drinks in the copper mugs called?
Mules,
Moscow mules.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those?
I have.
What do you think? What's your?
I like them.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah, well, it's vodka and ginger beer. I mean, is that the idea?
I don't know. I think there's something else. Do they really need to be in those mugs, those stupid mugs?
Copper mugs? I don't know why that is. I'm sure someone will.
Drink mine in a Dixie cup.
Drink mine?
Really, really classy.
I want to drink mine.
I'll have a dry light to my tea in a Dixie cup, please.
Put it in an elk's horn, please. Put it in a wineskin. Welcome, Josh Fligger.
Thank you.
Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer are on assignment. Conveniently, once again, missing out on some shed talking. Laura calls it the shed cast.
I was just about to say the shed. Are we doing a shed cast today? Well, let's actually record a podcast today, and then we're going to go work on the shed, right?
Yeah. What has become clear, maybe to some of you listening, is that
we don't have lives.
I am a perpetrator of the long con, and this podcast has been set up over a year ago, 13 months ago, for the sole purpose of getting a shed built.
I was going to say, it was funny how last time we did a podcast, we literally came in and sat down. Like, I was thinking we were going to record a podcast, then we were going to go work on a shed for a little bit. And it was we were going to record the beginning of a podcast.
The beginning of a podcast.
Then
work on a shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
suckered me in.
I had to get the most out of you. You were an amazing help, by the way.
I didn't do anything.
No, you were fantastic. You were very anticipatory. Is that the word I want?
I had a good foresight.
Yeah. You know what you have? You have gumption.
Like I said,
my dad would say, "You got gumption.
You want something done quickly and easy. Put someone lazy in charge."
No, but like spreading out the tar paper, you know, the shield, wrapping the wall parts that we were putting up. You just had an understanding of, okay, I'm digging this ditch from point A to point B. Here's how you do that, and you just got some gumption to you, Fligger.
Well. It's not the first shed I've been around, Andy. It's not my first trip around the shed.
thanks for your
help. No problem.
I hope your back's all right.
I, you know what? Surprisingly enough, I got home and wasn't that bad.
Good.
What about you?
I'm always on the cusp of a back going.
Yeah. You know what? People were thinking about that we were joking, but we literally had two. Like, he's got a little playhouse out there, and we were working right beside the playhouse.
Yes.
And on that playhouse was two half-empty beers and a gigantic bottle of ibuprofen. We were just eating them like snacks, eating them like handfuls of peanuts.
You know, if you get them at Costco, 2 for $4.99, it's a really good deal. What movie is that from?
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I knew exactly what you were talking about. I wasn't sure if it was Bill Murray and Caddyshack, but I'm like, he wouldn't say Costco or whatever.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, you know what this one, this episode could be too?
What?
Halloween episode.
Yeah, it's well, right, I guess around it kind of has to be. Really? I mean, this next week, I guess we could have something.
Well, I mean, they already aired the Great Pumpkin. So
did they really?
I think it was last night, but it's on again.
It's a goddamn shame.
Saturday, the 26th. So
that offends me.
I've already recorded it.
It offends me. Yeah. So, do you have Halloween decorations up?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Just those. You know those like color form things, those plastic. Mm-hmm. I just give a sheet of those
color forms.
Yeah, do you remember?
They still
those?
Do color. It's color forms fun.
Those things sucked.
Yeah,
they look so cool, but you're like, oh my god, there's like 15 different versions of Spider-Man. And I'm gonna put them out, and then you do it, and you're like, okay, now what? It's stupid. They don't do anything. Color forms, but yeah, you can buy like those sheets of that crap, and I just give Owen a spray bottle and a couple sheets of those, and say, go to town, buddy, and he just puts them all over the walls and the mirrors and everything, and
all right.
It's terrifying. Do you dress up with the kids?
I don't historically.
All right, let's start out.
Well, a few years ago, Silas went as Batman.
Yeah.
And Vivian was Batgirl.
Yeah.
And Laura and I both wore Batman T-shirts, you know, with the Bat logo on
so
it.
You just dressed in a Batman shirt in support of his costume.
All right, yeah.
You didn't get that.
Yeah,
point.
No, I don't. You know, I don't want to upstage the
team. I'm dressing this year.
You are. What is Owen going as?
Owen is going as Super Mario.
Oh, that's great. Are you going to be a mushroom?
I'm Luigi. We've already got the costume, and all I got to say, I got two words. Camel toe. Cindy's going as Princess Peach, right?
Yeah, she has to be the princess.
Yeah, so we got.
That's great. I was going
to
ask.
I asked to be Bowser. Right, and I was like,
no.
I was like, no, you got to be Luigi. So we got a Luigi outfit. I put it on. Right, it's just like this one piece thing, and I just look like a male figure skater. It's just super exciting. Cindy's like, yeah, you're gonna have to wear like a really big pair of shorts with those.
So it's super tight, Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's gonna be super weird.
That's great.
It'll be dark. Nobody
photos, please.
Attention. Oh, definitely. But what about your kids? Did they decide what they're going
to
do?
Silas wanted to go as a creepy clown, and I instructed him. There's a clarification there. All clowns are inherently
exactly
creepy, and urged him not to do that. He's got this fixation. He thinks he wants to see the movie It. Ugh. I'm guaranteeing him he does not.
Hey, tell him to read the book.
Night. Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
A little chapter book we can read at night.
Here's a flashlight for you.
So we convince him that that's not a good thing for him to do. Kind of convinced him to go as the devil.
He went better.
He was thinking about the devil, and he's like, you know, how come I can go as the devil, but I can't go as a creepy clown? I said, well, because creepy clowns are real.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the devil's not real. Creepy clowns actually exist.
He's doing that. And what is he? At school, they have to go as something, some animal. Oh, he's a rhinoceros. No, hippo. He's a hippo. Hippopotamus.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty terrifying creature.
It's awesome. He's already got the full one-piece suit. It's amazing.
Did you know, I forget what podcast I heard this up, did you know that there's like hippos running around in South America? That they're not native to South America? Or is it Mexico? No, I think it's South America. Yes, it's Colombia.
Yeah?
Because who was the drug lord that just got caught?
Oh,
the big guy.
El Chapo?
Yeah. He created his own zoo and smuggled like a bunch of hippos in. And then now that he's caught, nobody's taking care of the zoo, and they all broke out, and they all mated, and now there's these hippos running around. Can you imagine, like, never seeing, this is what the podcast I was listening to said, can you imagine, like, not having any internet and not knowing what the hell a hippo is? And then you're just standing there, like, just in your driveway one day. Just running, like, one comes flying out of the jungle at you. But yeah, there's wild hippos in Colombia now.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, good for you, Colombia.
Wild hippos in Colombia.
Fun fact.
We should say a little bit about getting, you know, to the, I think we should look on for some fun bag.
Okay.
Our Facebook.
Yeah, I got stuff too. Fun bag.
Face bag. I haven't looked yet, but I'm sure that, but there are a couple of comments.
Well, I got at least one. I would like to, I got two. I'd like to thank Cammy Milne, who shot me an email to remind me about my anniversary.
Oh, nice.
She nailed it, too.
Did she?
Yeah, she was spot on. I was like, all right, thanks. And then also a character by the name of Jivin Jimbo. Let me see. Jim DeWitt. He sent us an email about a bunch of beers he says tastes like crap. We can have them if we want them. He's in Redondo Beach, though. I don't know. But I'll look for him. I'll see if I'm willing to try something that tastes like crap. Like, I mean, not literally, but I'll...
This one actually tastes like feces. Feces.
Ah, Pacifico number 2.
Mm. Pacifico's so good. Okay, so some comments on the last podcast. Joe Tornello says, awful lot of flannel going on in that photo. Love this podcast. It's my favorite. One thing that I realized, you know, the he's talking about the header picture that goes on.
Yes.
What in that picture are we all looking at?
I don't know. I don't even know. Why? Are we all looking at different things?
No, we're all looking in the direction of what?
We're looking at your wife.
Right, but what's there now?
No, we. That's not.
We're all looking in the direction of the site of the new shed.
You sure? You sure we aren't looking this way?
Do you think that's no? It's this way. It's down there. It's at the end of the pergola, looking that way. I just realized that we're all looking at. We're all looking. See, that's proof that I set up this whole thing to build a shed. Brent Budger said, "Finally, a podcast about building a shed." Oh, where have you been all my life? Larry Morgan got in there and. Told Brent to not discourage us. Let's see.
Discussing like joist.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I think that's in here. Stephen Bichelle. Brent Budger goes on to say, we need a catchy name. Don't shed on me. Yeah. Shedical Center. Right. Shed or Shinola. Better dead than shed. And then Stephen Bichelle says, I hope that your walls are set up with 16-inch centers, your studs.
Make sure you read what I wrote, too.
I said 24, and he said, don't let the inspectors. No, you go to, like, Home Depot and shit, and those sheds aren't 16-inch studs. Those are, some of them are much wider than that. It doesn't matter for a shed. What did you say here? Let me.
Yeah, it's two words.
Shed nerds.
Exactly. Just talking shed.
Let's see what else.
Anything else?
I'm just checking.
All right.
A she shed. Doug Woodard said by the she shore. Let's see what. David Day. If you're going to do a shed episode that cuts out half the time next time, at least have a special celebrity guest and talk about some interesting topic. Well, you know what, David? Your money back.
What do you mean cutting out half the time?
Oh, he's saying it was only a half hour episode last time.
Oh, cutting. Oh, I thought he meant like it wasn't. Like it wasn't
on second thought, just do that. Have the guest. Still loving you all, even though I don't remember the podcast and probably threw it out.
Oh, but he remembers the length.
insurance requires sheds to be 4 feet from the fire hazard. Oh boy!
Oh, you know what? Is this gonna? Can you get in trouble with your insurance company?
I don't think so. No.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Hope not.
So let's tell people how where
we're
at
right now. Because I know everyone wants to know.
Yep.
We've built that back wall. I think we already said that. And had it put up with help from some itinerant laborers. And then this last week, I decide to, well, you know, I have to forge ahead, even though if I don't, I don't have your help around. And so I framed the sidewall, the inner sidewall, and, you know, framed it with and covered it with the cement board, which is, you know, fireproof.
Right.
And, you know, put that up. No, I actually had it laid out in my backyard.
So it's just—it's like a big L now.
It was laid out in my backyard on the, you know, on its side and paneled. So I'm at the radio station last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, work on it Friday morning. Friday night, I am, you know, there. We're doing the pledge drive, and around 6:30, 7 o'clock, I get an alert on my phone. It says, thunderstorm warning in North Hollywood. I'm like, what? What?
When it rained, I was literally, the first thing I thought was not, oh, cool rain, was like, oh, shit.
The shed.
Yeah, the shed. I'm like, Andy's probably crapping his pants right
now.
I'm like,
God damn it. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
But thank God you actually got the walls up, because had that been laying down.
No, it was laying down. The second one was laying flat.
Okay.
And
well, at least not both of them were.
Both of them. But so I get that, and I'm like,
you gotta call Laura to go prop it up.
Well, I go out and I lift up the side of it, and water just gushes off because it was in between the siding and the vapor barrier.
Right.
And so it just gushed out of there, and I put it up on its side,
so
in case
fine.
It rained anymore. And then I go out on last Sunday, and I move the thing into place. It weighed 250 pounds. I'm lifting this by myself. I have Laura out there. I'm like, can you just stand out in the yard in case I get crushed? I don't expect
just
you to be able to
dial
lift it off
nine.
Me.
Dial 911 right now, and then put your thumb over the other one.
Yeah. So, I got it up, the wall, that is.
Mm-hmm.
and got that, you know, put into place. And then I go inside and I brace it up a little bit. And enough to, you know, so it won't fall on anybody. I go inside and I get another alert on my goddamn phone. 60-mile-an-hour winds overnight.
No.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, fortunately, though, that the exterior walls there, so that probably broke that a little bit.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is at that point it was just studs and siding,
right?
And I didn't have the panels of plywood on there yet, which, you know, it could just shear over to the side unless you that the plywood is what gives, you know, studs. You put a stud frame on a house, you could get up there and shove it over.
Right, right.
But once you put the, you know, the sheathing on it, that's what gives it structural strength and shear strength.
What's the goal for today?
Today, I think we're going to get pretty close to having this thing framed out, the basic walls. I don't know why we wouldn't be able to. The only question mark is the door.
That was my question. Are you going to do...
I think we
is
can
Is it
going to
be two different walls with the door just...
I think
or are we
going to
build one with the door?
I just make it symmetrical. So the door is right in the middle of the
front. Right, but I'm saying are we building the door frame into the wall, or
yeah,
are we just building two walls and then letting that empty space be the frame? You know what I mean? And then build a roof.
No, you got to build it all the way over.
That's what I thought. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, and put
see, that's the one.
Yeah,
take
put a header
forever
in there over the door and do it so it's structurally sound. So the only thing I don't
how much beer did you get?
I don't. Got a lot of Pacifico.
Okay, good.
The beer fridge is full of Pacific. But I, you know, just have to, I have to get the door. I forgot to get that, and I'll probably have to get the truck to get it, or, you know, find somebody who has a green SUV.
Yeah, we'll see how you are.
Make a little trip to HD Supply.
Hey, you know, there's always next week's podcast.
All right,
the door podcast.
But I think we should be able to get that mostly, you know, framed up. And that way, if it rains again, I could just put a tarp over the whole thing and be in pretty good shape. But I feel pretty confident about that. I think that, you know, be able to do that in like an hour and a half.
Okay. Whatever you say. How much beer do you have again?
Plenty of beer.
Okay,
yeah, plenty of beer.
Just as long as you have the beer.
So, what else has been going on in your life in the last couple of weeks? We haven't had a chance to
We had soccer. today.
Oh, is it still silent soccer?
No.
How did that go, by the way?
They didn't do it. I don't know. It was weird because they did it last year, and then Cindy said, this is the stupid silent weekend. And then when I got there, everybody's screaming. I'm like, what the hell's going on? She's like, it's not today. I screwed up. So we will do it, but we haven't had it yet. but we had soccer last week. Owen scored 2 goals. He threw some kid to the ground today. It was awesome. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like mean, but he's like playing with he's putting his back and like he's putting his shoulders into people now. And I'm
wow.
Like, oh, he's a little Larry Zonka.
Yeah, I love it.
Bowling people over.
Silas got his, did I tell you this? In jiu-jitsu, he got his first stripe. On his, you know, on your belt, you get, if you get 5 stripes,
then you change the color, right?
Then you can test for the next color.
And the first color is white, right?
First is white. You start out with white. What's the color of the stripe? I think yellow. No, it's a white stripe. Not the band.
I was going to say, it's better than a brown stripe.
Ball and biscuit.
Brown stripes, never good.
he's kicking a butt in that. But that's
awesome.
In that.
Does he like it?
He does.
Is he get like real intense?
He can. He doesn't have yet the killer instinct. You know, like he'll dance around a little bit more. He wants to have fun. He doesn't want to hurt anybody.
I was gonna say it's weird because this is like I want to say maybe the 5th or 6th game of the year.
Uh-huh.
And we love our coach and he's like a real soccer guy. So he's teaching them how to play soccer correctly, where I think some of the other teams are just dads that are just like kick the ball in the goal,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So they get their butt kicked a lot, but that's because they're playing right. They're spacing
right.
themselves out, and they're not just trying to all go at the ball at the same time. But it's crazy to see like the weekly progression on how good these kids get.
Wow.
And it's from the first game
Owen's
till now.
What, 6 now?
6, yeah. And they're like passing, and they're like doing the things that he's telling them to do. But and today it was crazy. They all played hard. It was like they were a bunch of little maniacs out there running around knocking people over. They didn't care. It was great.
Well, here's the thing, and I touched on this a couple weeks ago when you were talking about it. At Silas's dojo, or that's what it's called, right?
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
In there, there are a couple of parents who yell at their children the entire time. You know, Johnny,
right.
get side control. Come right. on, go. Right. No. You know, that kind of shit. Yeah. Like, it's incessant.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not.
I keep it real simple.
Why are you doing this? Number one, there's an instructor out there. You're undermining what he's doing. And number two, I don't want to hear this competitive horse shit.
Right.
You can do whatever you want to do at home. But it's like, why do we need this in there?
Well, here, I do, before the game, I'll pull him aside and be like, you don't have to score today, but, you know, you also don't have to have dinner either. No. I said, hey, we can put a mattress in the garage. That's all I was going to say. No, I don't say that. It's all right. You don't have to score. It's up to you. I you do what you want, but I'm sure going to enjoy my dinner. No, I know what you're talking about.
Santa's watching this game. Like, so if you want a bicycle, I get a goal today.
Are you ready for a Josh fun fact?
Sure.
And it's a North Hollywood fun fact.
What is it?
And it's a dojo fun fact.
It keeps going.
The dojo from Karate Kid,
mm-hmm.
their first one, where the defeat does not exist in this dojo, doesn't. No, say that one.
Yeah.
Is right down the street on Lancashire. Yep.
Is
I
it
visited
really?
There on Father's Day.
Wait,
I made Cindy take
you said
me.
You did.
It's,
that's right.
Now I think it's a dance studio, but it looks like. Like the trophies aren't there and stuff,
right.
But you look at it, and if I said this is that dojo, you'd be like, "Oh yeah,
wow,
yep, it's right down the street."
That's awesome,
it's a Hollywood landmark.
Well, I'm in Silas's place the other day, and there are two adolescent, 12, 13-year-old kids that are sitting in the back watching videos on their phone, like really loud. I'm like, I can hear every bit of that song. It's like, I'm like, hey, would you guys mind taking that right outside the door there?
Right,
and they're
right.
Like, oh, sorry.
So then they give you a sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
Probably chopping you in the neck.
Yeah. Well, then everybody.
Quiet down, old man.
Everybody gives me a dirty look, like these two parents who are screaming at their kids, like, what's your problem? And I'm like, can't we. I realize it's not church, but can't we at least
do karate
little,
stuff.
Yeah, a little bit focused on what's going on here.
Now, is he doing karate? Is it karate? No,
jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. All right. Yeah. What's that? Is that like is that the Korean one?
Surprisingly, it has nothing to do with Judaism. I went into it blind and I did not know.
Now, is that what ethnicity is that from?
It's Brazilian jiu-jitsu, they say, but I don't
what's
know.
What's that? Is
I
that like
I don't know.
Is that like Korean tacos or something? it's a fusion of two things.
I don't know what a Brazilian blowout is either. Sounds like what happens after you go to Chipotle.
I know what a Brazilian is. well, that's cool. That's cool that he's like into that. And
yeah. Well, that's the thing. And you know, we've tried a few different things. We tried soccer. And he was much younger when he was doing soccer. Mm-hmm. He was like 5 and 6. And he just didn't, you know. There would be you know, microseconds of real interest. But a lot of the time, it seemed like, you know just, he just didn't have the killer spirit right. for it. Which is fine. That's not what I'm trying to breed in him. I just want to, you know, let him try a bunch of things and see what floats his boat.
Yeah, I hate soccer.
So, yeah, I don't love it. But, you know, let him try that. He did swimming for a while and has become, a good swimmer because of it. And I'm happy about that. Took swim lessons. And, you know, now we're like, you know, do you want to do
see,
that?
We're struggling with swim lessons.
I know a good place.
We've done it for, like, months, right? And we did it out at the UCLA, the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center, right?
Right.
And he would go, and he does it, but he doesn't put the effort into trying to get better at it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, that's fine. Maybe he's just not into it yet. So we kind of stopped doing that. But yeah, he would do it. Well, he likes swimming, but he doesn't like going underneath the water. And it's right. like, you got to go learn how to go underneath the water.
Well, that's like Viv won't do it. She hates going underwater. And so she refuses to take the swimming lessons. And again, you don't push it then,
yeah.
I don't think. You know, you just wait until... But it's
that's
kind
what
of
I said,
a...
that's when we pulled him and said, you know, let's wait and see. Maybe next year it'll be a different thing.
Exactly. But it's a matter of safety with the swimming thing. You know,
right,
you're in Southern
right.
California, you know, if all your friends have pools or you're going to go to the ocean or whatever. Anyway, that and then, you know, when it came to, hey, he wanted to do some kind of martial art mm-hmm. and self-defense. And so we went to this place and they had karate and jiu-jitsu. And so I said, well, why don't you try each? Take a class of each and see which one floats your boat, and we'll go from there. And so he did. He tried both. And the karate was lots of, you know, movements and punches and, you know, that kind of stuff. And he just wasn't into it. But the jiu-jitsu is grappling. You know, it's a lot of, it's
all right.
you know, throws and wrestling, basically, and so forth. So he really, really, really liked it. And I'm kind of shocked that he's doubled down and tripled down mm-hmm. and keeps coming back and trying harder and harder each week. So
did you do any karate or soccer when you were a kid?
No. I did only did one self-defense class in my life.
Yeah.
And that was Krav Maga.
That's the Israeli.
Yeah.
Right.
Over in West LA. Yeah, it's Krav.
I thought you were going to say West Bank. It's like, jeez.
I did it.
I only needed one class because it was in the West Bank.
I was doing it in the Gaza Strip. It was, it means contact combat, Krav Maga. And the guy who came up with it was, the story I remember.
Mr.
Was,
Maga?
yeah.
Roger Maga.
Oh,
right?
Oh my God, you did it again. the most racist cartoon ever. Anyway, he was this like Olympic level wrestler, and he found, you know, walking the rough streets of, you know, his neighborhood, he would be walking home from the gym at night and get jumped by a couple of guys and get the piss kicked out.
Yeah.
And he started to wonder, why is it I'm a good fighter? Why is it I'm getting, you know, beaten up by these guys? And he quickly realized it's because I'm following rules and they're not.
Yeah.
You know, what's the quickest, most expedient way to immobilize somebody and fuck them up so you can get to safety? And so he started working on that, and it was some really interesting things. And some of the things I remember seem pretty basic, but, you know, not unless you think about them. And once you think about them, then it becomes your philosophy and becomes the way you might encounter a dangerous situation. But, you know, if somebody throws a punch at you, You know, they teach you to, as that punch is coming, to just, you know, move it aside
enough that even if it grazes right. you, it's like what still
you change the trajectory of it, and, you know, and dodge it, and then you can counter with your own punch as that person's, you know, in basically using someone else's aggression against them, mm-hmm. And you know, that's I only took a, you know, a few classes of it, a couple months of it, but I thought it was interesting and enjoyed doing that, and then it became, you know, the national. The Israeli right. armed forces, because everybody has to serve in the armed forces, and it was something that they could teach people quickly and to defend themselves. So everybody learns it there. Excuse me. And so I really enjoyed it, but that was the only time I took a class like that.
I was homeschooled
yeah?
in the martial arts with my homemade nunchucks and my
throwing stars. Did you ever make a bola? Is it bola?
No,
we
already talked yeah. about that. It's a bolo. That's bolo. It's Australian, right? It's just two balls
or
and a
South
rope.
South American.
Oh yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it is South American.
Yeah,
they use a bolo to take out the hippos.
Do you remember those in the late 70s? Those clappers. They were two
those balls.
Balls?
Yeah, yeah, those things are annoying. They still have those.
Do they really?
Yeah, those things suck.
You can get those going pretty hard, and you could fuck yourself up.
What about what's that stupid thing you always see those hippie people play with that's like two sticks and a pole and they bounce around? You know what I'm talking about?
You mean
there's always like seven of them in a Grateful Dead show,
right?
You got, they're guaranteed, they're always right beside the people playing hacky sack. They got that, it's like two drumsticks,
right?
And then they flip around,
a couple of foot long
bowling pins or something. Yeah. I don't know, it's so stupid. It's like, why are you doing that? Why did you spend time in your life to learn to do that?
Did you ever play hacky sack?
Yeah.
Are you good at it?
Nah, not really. That we here's what we would
That's
do.
A lost art.
Here's what we do. We would go play hacky sack, like around 5 o'clock on the summer. That's because that was the time when we were all trying to figure out where we're gonna, who's gonna get us beer that night.
Right.
So we'd all meet somewhere like in a park and figure out where, what woods we were gonna go in and have a party that night. So yeah, nice. That was the only time I ever really played hacky sack.
You know what really drives me nuts is when I see this group of guys. It's usually it's five guys and one dumpy chick. Wait a second. All wearing black. All
right.
And they're in the park and they have got like quarter staffs. And nunchucks and shit like that, and swords.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else, but go ahead.
And they're always out in a park somewhere, and they're doing this stage combat, all that kind of. Man, I just
do you remember? Now that I think about it, I can't believe you brought this up because I'm picturing this in my head. You would not have seen this, but I'm curious. Maybe you have stumbled in a couple times when we were leaving the sound, right?
Uh-huh.
I would drive down 8th Street to La Brea, okay?
Okay.
And you know where yeah. there's that big office complex? It's like two, it's where I think, not Variety, maybe Variety is in there.
Oh, it's where E is. And
yes,
all that stuff.
You know
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, every day at like, when I would leave, because I left at 5:30, when I would go home, every day, there'd be like 10 dudes and like chicks out there playing effing hacky sack in the grass every single day, and they'd be in like slacks and stuff like that. And I'm just like, you guys are the biggest renobs in the world. What do you do? I mean, it's like it wasn't like just did one time for fun and shits and giggles. Hey, we played hacky sack. It was like it was a thing. Like they did it every single day. Adults.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what a renob is?
Well, no.
A backwards boner.
I thought it was a contraction of some sort.
Renob. My brother used to call me Renob all the time. You Renob.
Hey, so I want to switch gears quickly.
All right.
And,
let's get serious.
And ask you a serious question.
All right.
What do you think is going on with Sam Farmer's fantasy football team?
I thought about that on the way over. I was like, how hilarious is it that the NFL writer In dead last.
I think he's had his focus elsewhere.
Yeah.
Lately.
Last week he didn't play defense.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he played me, and I wasn't going to tell him because I stink.
Yeah, you're next to shit.
But I'm better than him. As long as I'm not last, that's all that matters.
What happened this year?
I just terrible. You know what? And I think we expanded too, and it's always like, it always gets a little harder when you expand.
Can I tell you? Finish your thought. I'm angry about something. I know what I'm angry about.
I know what you're angry about. I was waiting for you to bring it up because I wanted to see how angry you were. Okay, first of all, Andy, there was a discussion on our fantasy football page. Go ahead.
You should see the conversation I have with Mikey. You should see the text thread I've got going with Mike.
Okay,
Sherry.
What about the gentleman named Charles or Chuck? Do you know him?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, before you even hear this story, Andy has called this kind gentleman that I have no idea who he is, and I thought maybe you knew
him.
No,
I have no idea.
Andy called him a circus animal. For everybody to see.
Okay. Everybody open up your
circus
mind.
Circus animal.
I'm like,
Jesus, that's fantasy football.
The message board on a fantasy football league is meant for trash talking, is it not?
Yeah, but if you don't know, you can't trash talk people you don't know.
Yes, you totally can.
No. Because then I'm like, that guy's just a dick.
Really? Really?
See, I can trash talk you.
When the Browns come to town at Three River Stadium, do you get to know everybody on the other side of the stadium before you give them
but
shit?
Then they should know better than to come to Three River Stadium.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If I went to Oakland in a Steelers jersey and people started dumping beer on me, I would be like, you know what, Josh? This is your fault. You brought this upon yourself.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's why I would just wear a Steeler t-shirt underneath my jacket.
Here's the thing. I want everyone to open your mind to this, and especially if you play fantasy football, because mm-hmm. I think this is a load of pure, unadulterated horseshit.
I literally could give two rat shits about this problem.
Then why would you be for some horseshit like this? This ridiculous red tape.
What's the problem with it?
Let me tell you what the problem is.
All right, and I'll tell you why it's there. Go ahead.
Let me tell you. I understand why it's...
Just explain it. Explain it.
So, I wanted to make a trade with someone.
Right.
I wanted to trade them two starting running backs who have done extremely well the past couple of weeks mm-hmm. and have excellent outlooks for one of their players, a so-called stud wide receiver.
Who?
Odell Beckham. Who has Eli Manning throwing to him and has been absolute shit so far.
Right.
And this person is in desperate need of running back.
Okay.
And I could use an improvement at wide receiver. So I thought this makes – and I've got plenty of – I've got, you know, so many. I've got like five starting running backs. I just ended up with that. And so I make this trade on Friday.
Do you need a quarterback?
On Friday. No.
Okay.
On Friday, I make this trade, right?
All right.
And I put the trade through. And the other person says, yeah, that makes sense to me. That'd be great. And they put it through, and it says, he got back to me and said, this isn't going to go through until Monday. I'm like, oh, that has to be a glitch. I'll call Mikey, the commissioner. I'll ask about that.
Okay.
Till Monday. And he's like, no, that's it. Now everybody in the league gets to vote on your trades. Like, what the fuck? What kind
it's
of...
Everybody
can veto it? No, look, be a commissioner. Be a commissioner. Have a pair. And when you see a trade come through and someone's given, you know, five studs for a kicker that, you know, throws the balance of
right,
competition
right, that's just a not fair trade.
Yeah.
And
if it was going to queer the league, then do something.
Hey, let's not
but
get crazy
to
with
the... This is a trade, by the way, to someone who's 0-6. You think that it's going to make that person, you know, so much better that it messes up things? And I'm in what, third or fourth place right now?
Okay.
So you can only play nine players in a given week, anyway. So I'm like, and he goes, you know.
So you wanted that receiver for that weekend? Is that why you're having this problem?
Well, no, I wanted him to have the running backs, more to the point,
this week
because he has a chance to win.
You can't play fantasy football.
You can't change your lineup on a Friday?
No, I'm saying you can't play fantasy football going, you know what, I want to help him out.
No, well, when was the last time you saw the Steelers go, you know what?
Come on. Let's help out the Raiders.
Sure,
Those guys, I wanted to play that player.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to play that player. Of course.
Right.
But you.
So
you
that's your
tell,
beat. Your beat
you
is the.
So a minute. So one, right one second. 1 second after midnight on a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
On a Thursday.
All right.
You can no longer have a trade go through until the following Monday. So if that player is playing on Monday night, then that trade's fine. But if the player's playing on Sunday, 2 days later,
well, then
it's,
well,
it's no good.
But if you would have made the trade on Wednesday, it would have went through.
I didn't think about it until Thursday.
That's not our problem, Andy.
But what I'm saying, it doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, you can't play him that week. Well, there's a Monday night game. I sure as hell could. And it's everybody else gets to vote on it. I think that's a pile of horseshit.
No, I don't care. I just like seeing you get all fired up. I literally just sat back, grabbed my popcorn, and was like, "Oh, I
oh,
could
you
just,
didn't see it.
I could just see. I could just see. I know his face is red right now.
I was seething.
I know. He's angrily typing with his thumbs on his.
Look. In the here's the horseshit I got from Mikey.
You know what's the best part? I was tempted to go in there and vote no, just to watch your head explode,
Mikey. Mikey tells me, you know, in the real world, all the owners get to, you know, decide if they want to veto a trade.
No, that's not true. The commissioner does.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
But he says, you know, all the owners get a chance to do that. I'm
right.
like,
right. But the but here's the deal: is the commissioner doesn't own a football team. Our commissioner does.
Well, I don't
so
give
he
a
can't,
shit.
Well, that affects his football team.
Oh, whatever.
So that's why the vote's there.
Yeah, but you should be able to do two things at once.
And it's also there to be like, okay. My team is shitting the bed, right? Like, let's say you're in first place, right? And I'm in, like, last, which I pretty much almost am. And I'm like, hey, you want Tom Brady? Give me Carlos Hyde, and you can have Tom Brady. Wink, wink. That's why the voting's there.
Right, but even if that's – I would not overturn
something like that.
If someone were hungry for a running back, I don't know.
And – what if Mikey's involved in that trade?
I don't give a shit.
Well, I'm saying that's why the voting is there, because Mikey...
Fine. Then give people 24 hours to raise a stink about something. But it's in a world of fantasy football, shit moves pretty quickly. It's ridiculous.
I almost fell off. It's just so mad. In the world of fantasy football, shit moves quickly, man.
God damn it. Well, listen to this. His answer was, you know, all the owners get to vote on stuff like that, which is not true.
Right.
But I'm like, well, Carlos Hyde was traded today on Friday, and he's eligible to play this Sunday.
Right.
That's a why is this fantasy league have to wait until fucking Monday?
Because the commissioner is also an owner.
That's bullshit. But
unless you want to pay someone full time to be the commissioner.
No, I trust him. I honestly really thought that he had the gumption to be able to make a decision okay, this person is emptying their roster and querying the balance of power in the league. That's not prejudice to say that. It means totally different.
I know. I'm just kidding. It's
God
so
damn
bad.
It.
I'm pressing all the buttons. This is great. So, did you give somebody's phone number out?
When?
He says call your representative.
I put a posting on the league message board.
Right.
That said, look what's going on here. Does anybody else think this is weird to me? And
no.
Then after that, I put on there, call your representative.
Whose number is that?
That's the Washington Congressional switchboard.
I thought it was Mikey's number. No. I was like, you jerk.
It's a 202. No.
So then...
And then that guy popped in and goes,
so
I
that
think
guy
it's weird.
Goes, he, yes, and he's basically going, does anybody else think this is weird? Blah, 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 blah. And this guy pipes in, I think you're... He said, the subject is, am I alone in finding this weird? And the reply from this gentleman is, I think you're the only one. That's it, right? So, that... email went out immediately afterwards from a Mr. Andy Chanley. I think you're a circus animal. I laughed so hard when I read that. I'm like, I know he's so mad right now. So did the trade go through?
Not till Monday. And I guess people can vote against it.
Hey, you give me $2, I won't do it. I won't vote against
I swear to God, if this is voted down, I'm going to shit on every single trade anybody tries to make the rest of the
actively
I'm not standing for it. I am fired up.
Oh, man. Let's talk about something else.
I'm so mad.
Oh, it was a stupid trade. Oh,
God.
Who's
what a commie way to go about it. Yeah,
I mean, seriously, he brought up the Politburo. And he brought up, like, Soviet era.
Well, that's still there. That's still their congressional.
Oh, I thought that was their, like.
The Politburo? No.
Oh, okay. You're right. I thought that was like the CIA, their version of CIA, but that was the KGB. All right, never mind.
I'm telling you, man, it's just, it's not, you know what? Right.
I think you need to have a few beers. Yeah. It'll be all right. Hey, Andy.
Third of the way there.
Hey, you know what?
What?
It'll be all right, buddy. Everything's going to be good.
Your attitude is lacking.
Why? What's that? I'm on your side.
I don't think so.
You just cost yourself a vote, my friend. You just talked yourself right out of a support vote. No, thumbs down.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to walk in front, thumbs down.
Hey, so have you guys, did I already ask this? Have you guys gone to the pumpkin patch?
No. You know what we did? We were going to, but last year we did it like right about now. Uh-huh. And then by the time, you know, we carved them and everything. And then by the time Halloween rolled around, it was just a pile of sludge. And I remember I went to like pick them up, uh-huh, and they're like, their faces were collapsed, yeah, into their face, yeah, their self. And I went and picked it up, and like 10,000 fruit flies just flew up into my face. I'm just like,
happy Halloween.
Yeah. And I have like a meshed picnic table, and it just like pumpkin goo just ran down. And you know what I watched last night for the first time in about 20 years?
Halloween?
I was so excited.
Nope. The original Halloween.
I watched this movie every day after school for about 2 years. What? Return of the Living Dead.
Wow.
And it does not hold up. It says right at the beginning, everything you see is real. I gave the date, and I was like, this all happened.
Everything you see is real. Bad.
No, it was great, though. I watched like 3/4 of it, and I was like, all right, this is shit. I'm going to bed.
That's great.
I actually saw like one of the zombies was just like a dude. He didn't have, yeah, he wasn't like fully painted either. I was like, okay.
I can't remember the last scary movie I watched. I think it was because...
It. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's so good.
I think it was because of Mark Thompson. I watched the Babadook.
No, do you remember we both watched that? Was it that? Because remember he did that list.
Uh huh.
And we both just by coincidence we watched
movie?
The house. Was the House on Haunted Hill or the
something?
It was a haunted house,
haunted
movie.
Mansion,
yeah,
or
something like that.
That old time movie.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was really that good.
It was so stupid. I was just watching. I'm like, I don't even understand when the scary parts are supposed to be happening. Like, I guess that it's scary that the staircase is shaking. I don't know. I call that an earthquake.
Yeah.
It's not terrifying.
Yeah. We took Silas to see the clock in the wall. The house with the clock in the wall.
Oh, the Jack Black thing?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Jack Black and what's her name? She played Queen Elizabeth once, and what's her name? Cate Blanchett.
Oh yeah, she. You know, you remember my Cate Blanchett story?
No.
She one time, this is at the Sound. I think this is when you were with Christian doing the afternoons. I was standing there. You know how like we would just all of a sudden decide no more. When nobody's working anymore, a topic would break out like the worst. Halloween candies, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it would be a heated debate and people would like almost be throwing fists and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, one time I was sitting there eating pretzels and I was talking to Gina and I said, who is the oldest celebrity that you would have carnal knowledge of? And we all thought about it and mine was Cate Blanchett.
Wow.
She was the oldest celebrity.
Really?
It's gotta be a celebrity. What about you?
You know, I've thought getting sudsy with Elvira might be fun.
Good call. Good one.
Yeah.
She looks amazing as a blonde.
She does.
Remember when she came in? I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And she brought her daughter with her, too.
And I was she brought her cans.
He's not talking about headphones either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. That was one that I never really thought of.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I always thought Susan Sarandon had a nice
Susan
set of
Sarandon
knockers.
Rap. Yeah, she does.
But
all right, this is getting sexist. Yeah. Let's go.
It stop. Really is.
Sorry, people.
You ready to build some shed?
Yes.
Who let the shit out?
What were you singing earlier?
On top of spaghetti.
No, you were singing it. Oh, let's talk about sheds, baby. Let's talk about you.
When people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships, and tune into this podcast, we're your artificial friends.
Bye bye. You know, I should have wore my overalls with no shirt, like Hillbilly Jim, if we're going to work on sheds.
Nothing right? But the best for you, Clark.
Thanks, poop. Eddie.
Drive you out to nowhere, leave you for dead.